This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Russia, 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 Trump, Trump, Trump. No, it's going to end up being Ukraine and Hillary Clinton. Mark my words on that. We had Lee Stranahan breaking that down earlier on the broadcast, as well as the George Soros involvements with that. But tomorrow, the Judiciary Committee will convene a hearing to examine enforcement of the Foreign Agents Registration Act and attempts to influence U.S. elections. This is coming from Senator Chuck Grassley's official website. Grassley raises further concerns over foreign agent registration. Report alleges DNC consultant involved in presidential election worked with Ukraine. He published that yesterday. The hearing will be tomorrow. You know that Chuck Grassley is going to raise awareness of this, David. He's been raising awareness. In fact, I was saying outside the break, if we just had 50 senators like Chuck Grassley, this country would be a lot better off.
The story is getting traction now about what's happening with Ukraine. We had Trump tweet this out today, immediately got pushed back against that by Reuters. But we had Lee Stranahan on. He's been talking about this a very long time. Politico had the story out in January, but now it is gradually beginning to get traction. But it's going to explode, especially if we have a change in attorney general and we get somebody who is going to come after these criminals and really, truly investigate the hard evidence that's here. And again, if you didn't see that interview with Lee Stranahan, we're going to post his article as well as the interview embedded in that at InfoWars.com. A very important story breaking down how a serial bomber, after he gets out, joins forces, becomes a money bag man for the DNC, bringing in these foreign agents who are then working to subvert our election. That's how hardcore the evidence is. The Democrats have always been guilty of the crimes that they project onto others. That's what this Russian situation is. I've always said it's a red herring. It is something that you use to drag across the trail to throw the foxhounds off of what the real crime is. And now it looks like Trump is getting serious about going after these people, saying, hey, Attorney General Sessions, if you're not going to expose what happened with Ukraine and Hillary Clinton, I'll get somebody who will. And he absolutely has to do it, or they're going to take him down. They're going to paralyze the regime. And tonight on the Nightly News, we're going to talk about the Russian sanctions that are now being pushed out. It's very important to understand how they're going to box President Trump into a corner, but even more importantly, create a world war as far as trade goes, because the EU is going to be affected by this. The EU is saying, if you enact these Russian sanctions, we're going to enact retaliatory trade sanctions against the U.S., because we're talking about shutting down their supply of gas that they buy from the Russians. So this is a very complicated situation. They're trying to enact these sanctions. They're offering the carrot to the Republicans and saying, hey, we can overturn this Iranian thing. There's a better way to do that without boxing Trump into this and shutting down his ability to remove sanctions against anyone.
So you've got Project Veritas exposing the Democrat Party for terroristic behavior, and now you've got Democrats colluding with a serial bomb maker, a terrorist. So there you go. But Trump is the bad guy, folks. It's all Trump's fault. Look at Trump. Look at Russia. Look over here. No. I'm telling you, it was the weirdest thing for me, David. On Sunday night, I was sitting there and I was thinking about what Trump can do, what the Trump administration can do to change the tide and to move things in the opposite direction instead of against him, but against his opponents. And I was thinking what Trump needs is a young New York attorney who wants to make a name for himself and who has balls of steel. And I was thinking it was going to have to be a young guy who wanted to make a name for himself. But then Ty Cobb came around. Ty Cobb already made a name for himself. So Ty Cobb's already got the name. But then he even said it himself. He said, I have balls of steel. That's what Trump needs.
Yeah.
Trump needs
yeah.
someone to put it all on the line and say, you know what, this is going to be ugly, but I'm going into the briar patch with you, Donald.
And again, as we saw from McClatchy, they laid it out. They said, look, Jeff Sessions has been around a long time. He's very congenial. You know, his colleagues, he's not going to criticize them. He's part of that club that we're not in. And people that are in that club, you know, just like James Comey said about Hillary Clinton, well, you know, don't you try this at home, but we're not going to come after Hillary Clinton. We'll take the guy who is a sailor on a sub. We'll lock him up for confidential pictures, but not her for above top secret. Stay with us. Roger Stone is going to have breaking information about the shakeup at the White House. He's been an advisor for a long time to Trump.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
MyCoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months. Big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of MyCoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. MyCoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fellow Americans, let me make this perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
Thank you. I'm Roger Stone, and I'm with you for a special exclusive report here on InfoWars. Very important to understand what's happening in Washington regarding both Attorney General Sessions, possible shakeup at the White House, and what is clearly a decision by President Trump to turn the tables and go on offense. It's important to understand, before we get into the Sessions matter, that the FISA court declaration at the end of last year nails President Barack Obama and his entire front line on the intel community for the illegal, unconstitutional, willful surveillance of tens of thousands of Americans for specifically political reasons. Coupling that with the massive scandals at the Clinton Foundation, Donald Trump has two major leverage points on his opponents. He can, never mind the Russian collusion delusion, turn the table on his tormentors. And his disappointment in Jeff Sessions is based on Sessions' either inability or unwillingness to do either. Now comes word from my sources that the president has decided to replace Mr. Sessions, but the leading candidate for that position, at least as of this moment, is CIA Director Richard Pompeo. This is troubling for a number of reasons. First of all, Pompeo, who was a supporter of Julian Assange and WikiLeaks during the election, has become a captive of the Mandarins at the CIA. Only a month ago, repeating the canard that there was some proof that WikiLeaks and Assange are cutouts for the Russians. This is false. And then there is even more troubling, Pompeo's speech to the Aspen Institute, widely praised by John Brennan, the CIA director under Barack Obama, in which he parroted, once again, the anti-Russian line. In view of the incredible progress the president is making on Syria by engaging a dialogue with the Russians, the appointment of a deep stater like Pompeo at Justice would seem to preclude the prosecutions of the Obama intelligence community, including, of course, the CIA. You heard it all first here at InfoWars. Additionally, there is much speculation after the firing of Sean Spicer about the fate of White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus. First of all, the president deserves kudos, in my opinion, for the appointment of Sarah Huckabee Sanders as his chief spokeswoman and the White House press secretary. This is a strong appointment. She's been doing a much better job defending the president and speaking on his behalf than Spicer, and in my view, she well deserves the job. So congratulations to Sarah Huckabee Sanders. In the meantime, however, it appears that there is a three-way decision that the president has before him regarding the White House Chief of Staff. On this list are David Urban, a decorated veteran, a former Chief of Staff on Capitol Hill to U.S. Senator Arlen Specter, but nonetheless, a hardline Trump loyalist who ran the nuts and bolts campaign on the ground in Pennsylvania, someone the president knows well, and someone who has both administrative skills and political skills. Urban was the administrative assistant to perhaps the meanest, toughest, smartest, and most difficult member of the U.S. Senate, Arlen Specter. This does not in any way reflect the politics of Urban himself, who is a solid Trumpite from the beginning, and in my view, responsible for the historical win in Pennsylvania. Also, unbelievably, in the running is Dina Habib Howell. She is a former member of the George W. Bush White House staff, a certified globalist. Her best friends, Valerie Jarrett, Huma Abedin, and then, of course, Condi Rice. She was very successful in squeezing Rick Grenell, another key Trump supporter, out of the position of NATO ambassador, delivering that to former Texas Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison, a certified Trump hater, a never Trumper, who had nothing good to say about candidate Trump during the election. And then also a wild card, and you'll be hearing this first at InfoWars, General John Kelly, currently the head of Homeland Security, is also in contention for the position of White House Chief of Staff.
researching Kelly, the first thing that pops up is his status as an unreconstructed drug warrior, someone who agrees with Jeff Sessions on the question of refiring up the failed, expensive, and I think proven disaster that was the war on drugs, first initiated by my mentor, Richard Nixon. It is hard to determine, with Kelly's military background, whether he is in fact a globalist, and we're researching that. But in the meantime, it's very important that the president understand that his next administrative assistant, his next chief of staff, pardon me, should be someone with both administrative skills but also political skills. General Kelly, without any question, has administrative skills, but that does not speak to his understanding of the core Trump constituency that won the election and is sustaining the president now as he tries to govern in the face of a mainstream media onslaught that is unrelenting. So there you have it, Urban Habib Powell or General John Kelly. This is, again, an InfoWars exclusive. We are also, I think, able to say that Anthony Scaramucci has already brought a breath of fresh air as the White House communications director. The leakers are now recoiling and trying to hide. Scaramucci made it very clear that he would root out and fire those who continue to leak to the president's detriment. But what of the leaking going on in the intelligence community? Only last week, yet again, the intelligence community leaked a document that showed Russian Ambassador Kislyak telling his superiors that when he met with Jeff Sessions, they did discuss the presidential campaign. This is contrary to what Sessions has said publicly and under oath. And frankly, I think it is the last straw for Mr. Sessions. Unfortunately, the Attorney General's made several mistakes. One is his failure to prosecute Obama, Ben Rhodes, Susan Rice, Valerie Jarrett, Admiral Rogers, and yes, John Brennan, for the willful, unconstitutional surveillance of tens of thousands of Americans, and then the use of that surveillance information for political purposes, 10 times worse than anything that happened during Watergate. Secondarily, has been his aforementioned failure to prosecute Bill and Hillary Clinton on the scam that was the Clinton Foundation. The Clinton Foundation was never a charity. It was a slush fund for grifters. One wonders how Bill and Hillary paid for Chelsea's $6 million wedding, utilizing Clinton Foundation funds. Also problematic for Jeff Sessions is his obsession with busting people for using medicinal marijuana in the 29 states where it is legal, completely contrary to what candidate Donald Trump assured the millions of Americans currently using marijuana for medicinal purposes during the campaign. And then there is Jeff Sessions' comments in Nevada only 2 weeks ago, where he commented on the Bundy case currently going to trial in a Nevada courtroom, thus tainting the jury and potentially creating a motion for mistrial. Some of you may remember when President Richard Nixon, in the middle of Charles Manson's trial for mass murder, said, "Manson is guilty, we know it." And the liberals in the media went insane. Why is this different? How could Attorney General Sessions, an officer of the court, not understand that the comments praising the prosecution for the pursuit of the Bundys taints that trial and is completely and totally inappropriate? I'll be back just a moment.
All right, that's Roger Stone. As you heard him say at the very beginning, Trump is going to go on offense. That's something that Roger Stone and Alex Jones said from the very first moment of the Trump administration. They said, you're going to have to go on offense. If you don't go on offense, they're going to be attacking you. And that's what we have seen for the last 6 months. A very important turn of events. Also, a good name, David Urban, for chief of staff, but some very, very troubling names. We see Dina Habib Goldman Sachs Powell being offered forward as a possible candidate for chief of staff. Very concerning. So stay with us. We'll be right back with more from Roger Stone.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I thought that they were going to put a bunch of attention on this Obamacare repeal vote and then try to steal attention away from anything else with it. It looks like that's the case. They're now saying they think they have the votes in the Senate. I'm not celebrating that until I see it. John McCain returns to the floor, bashes talk radio, right back to prime form for John McCain, goes right to bashing talk radio. Thanks for that, John McCain. Bernie Sanders says he doesn't want to have to call parents because children are going to die from the repeal of Obamacare. Well, Bernie Sanders, you're not going to call anyone. You're a total fraud anyway. And we already know what government health care does. It kills. Just ask Charlie Gard. But the big news is, right now, it looks like Senator Sessions is going to be on his way out the door. Roger Stone broke that. He had the breaking news, as well as the people that might be being considered to replace the attorney general labeled as beleaguered from President Trump. Roger, I'd like to ask you this. The Washington Post ran the headline that I forget exactly who it was spinning around in a whirlwind. I think it was Sessions spinning in a whirlwind. Sessions spinning in a whirlwind created by Trump. I think that Sessions and Trump are probably in communications and Sessions knows what's going on. I'd like your insight on that, as well as who is really in the whirlwind here. Is it Sessions or is it the liberal media?
Well, and I think the president is genuinely disappointed in Jeff Sessions, as I am. I think we all should be. He came to office with a terrific reputation. He's been a real leader in the Senate on immigration issues. But on the key points here, he's completely MIA. He has declined. He recused himself, I think, unnecessarily on Russia, although perhaps he knew that he had discussed the campaign, contrary to his public comments, and I believe his sworn testimony, and now contrary to a document that conveniently leaked from the intelligence community, in which Kislyak, the Russian ambassador, claims that he did talk politics and the campaign with Sessions. He's been missing on the prosecution of the Clintons. He's been missing on the prosecution of the Obama gang for wiretapping. His asset forfeiture program is something Adolf Hitler would be proud of. He is wants to relaunch the war on drugs, shearing off a giant piece of the Trump liberty-based constituency.
Yes.
You can see why the president is upset. Jeff Sessions is MIA. Where is he? When he does exert himself, it's on the wrong issues.
Roger, let me join in there and say, you know, when we all got angry, and rightfully so, I think, when Comey refused to prosecute Hillary Clinton. But now we understand that Sessions is doing the same thing, and he's taking it to another level. As you pointed out before, this isn't a supposition. This isn't your opinion that the FBI and the NSA violated the law when they surveilled the Trump campaign, when they unmasked individuals. That was the FISA court that said that. So there's no question at all about this. The FISA court has looked very carefully at this, and they said, yes, there was a violation of the law by the FBI, by the NSA at the bare minimum. Why isn't the attorney general prosecuting them? And again, still letting Hillary off the hook as we had FBI Director Comey do.
Well, and if I may steal a line from others, what did the president know and when did he know it? Hard for me to believe that Barack Obama was unaware of the illegal surveillance of tens of thousands of people, all of whom happened to be political opponents of this administration. Anyone who has not read the Circa news stories on this by John Solomon and Sarah Carter should do so. It's funny how none of this appeared on the front pages of the Washington Post or the New York Times.
Yes.
You won't find it on CNN, but it is a scandal far bigger than Watergate. And it is the key to the president's survival. Stone's rules, you do not win on defense. Here he has his opponents by the short hairs in an outrageously illegal and unconstitutional spying operation, and his attorney general is dithering around trying to prosecute people for smoking pot to improve their health. Sessions is just an abysmal failure. And I know Donald Trump for 40 years. When he hits you in four tweets, he's sending you a message.
Yeah.
Jeff Sessions is toast.
When you said earlier that The only name that you mentioned as a possible successor to Sessions was Pompeo. Is there anybody else's name there? Because, I mean, as you pointed out before, he's got connections to the deep state, and he's got connections to the intelligence community. And I said, you know, the real issue here is espionage that we've had here. It's election espionage by our own intelligence community. Is a member of the intelligence community really going to come after those people?
You have just capitalized my concern exactly, David, and that is the president is high on Pompeo. But I don't think he understands that Pompeo will not prosecute the boys at Langley for their role in the illegal spying on the Trump campaign, Trump associates, and other Republicans. And there is the nut of the problem. One must wonder what happened to Pompeo.
We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite establishment is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is finally back at the InfoWars store. You can get 25% off the regular price for a limited time only at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer, David Knight. We have Roger Stone on the line as well, breaking down the developments in the White House today. The momentum is shifting against Jeff Sessions and towards an aggressive White House that wants to go on the offense. Speaking of offensive, John McCain. You know, I didn't want to come on here and bash the guy. You just got brain cancer.
I don't know if we have the clip. You guys may not have gotten the clip yet. Just go ahead and play John McCain reintroducing himself on the Hill today. Go ahead.
I hope we can again rely on humility, on our need to cooperate, on our dependence on each other, to learn how to trust each other again, and by so doing better, serve the people who elected us. Stop listening to the bombastic loudmouths on the radio and television and the internet. To hell with them.
I got news. Yeah. To hell with you, McCain. To hell with you. I didn't want to attack you. I didn't want to deal with you. You just got brain cancer, but you came after us. Get him out of here. I'm done with him. To hell with you, John McCain. And I got news for John McCain, who says he wants to be reaching out to the people that got him elected. Guess what, buddy? We're the media now. We get people elected. We got Trump elected. We're going to be in charge in the 2018 midterm elections. Get used to it. And all that globalist ass kissing you're doing right now for life extension technology, you're not going to get it, McCain. Excuse me. That's my rant on McCain. David,
well, he wants to talk about people cooperating. Well, let's talk about his cooperation or collusion with ISIS. How many people have suffered and died in just that one country because of the actions of John McCain acting as Al-Qaeda's weapon source, as ISIS's weapon source? That's the thing that is really key. But let's go back to Roger, because he pointed out how the Trump administration is shifting from a defense mode. He said one of his key rules, and this is something that Roger and Alex said from day one, Trump had to go on offense. We've talked about how Attorney General Sessions has refused to come after former Director James Comey, who allowed Hillary Clinton a pass. We were all upset about that. He hasn't gone after Hillary. He hasn't gone after the man who colluded with her to give her a pass, who obstructed justice by giving her a pass. And he hasn't gone after the people, the FBI, the NSA, the FISA court. This is not my opinion. This is not Roger Stone's opinion. This is the opinion of the FISA court, that the FBI, the NSA violated the Fourth Amendment, violated the FISA Act, violated the laws of the United States to go after the Trump campaign and to surveil them and to unmask them. That's the key issue. So we need a fighter, but we're very concerned about the name that Roger has put up here, Pompeo. I agree, Roger. I think we're going to have a situation where, just like Jeff Sessions doesn't want to go after his colleagues in Washington, I'm concerned the same thing is going to happen with Pompeo, who doesn't want to go after his colleagues in the intelligence community. It may wind up exactly in the same place where we are right now.
I think that's a very legitimate concern, David. First of all, let me address John McCain. There seems to be some new argument that because he's ill, he's now immune from criticism. I wish him well. I wish him Godspeed in a speedy recovery from his surgery. But that does not mean that he should be immune to criticism. His trafficking of a fake document, a fake dossier smearing Donald Trump, amounts to treason, in my opinion, against the president of the United States. He has said,
and Trump still supports him, by the way,
is worse than Watergate. I don't know what he's talking about. We can't find any collusion. He said Barack Obama was a greater president than Donald Trump. He traffics with ISIS, his institute, which he would have us believe he doesn't control, even though everyone who works there came from his Senate staff, has taken millions from the Saudis. John McCain is a disgrace. This is a guy I supported for president, not once, but twice. Mm-hmm. And I'm gravely disappointed in the way he has conducted himself. I can only suggest to you that perhaps his erratic, explosive, irrational behavior, his violent outbursts, and his trucking with the enemy may have been caused by pressure from his brain tumor.
Well, I don't know. It seems like, Roger, he's always used his POW status and his injuries from the war. He's used that to shield himself from criticism. Now it seems like he's using the brain cancer to shield himself from criticism while he goes on the attack against others.
And he's about to gear up for another Senate run. If he's that sick, he can't even think clearly because of a brain tumor, why is he running for Senate again?
Well, he just got elected in the fall.
I'm going to be speaking in Tucson tomorrow, and I'm going to be very careful. I recognize that he is gravely ill, and I respect that, and I really do wish him a speedy recovery from his health problems. But that should not make him immune from any criticism of his public record.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why the Republicans in the Senate haven't censured him for trafficking in phony intelligence documents.
Yes.
Frankly, if I were the president, I would tell Mitch McConnell, either the Senate Republicans censure John McCain, or you can kiss your wife, the Secretary of Transportation, who's doing nothing whatsoever to make America great again. She can kiss her job as Secretary of Transportation. Goodbye.
You know, this is actually an interesting thought I just had creep into my head, because we've been talking about the notion or the paradigm that it's Washington establishment, it's the D.C. deep state versus the people. Trump represents the people. Everyone in D.C. looks out for their own, including Jeff Sessions, it appears. Maybe this is what McCain was saying. Maybe McCain went to the floor and he was actually talking to everyone on the Hill today saying, all of my brothers and sisters in Congress, screw the people on TV. Screw the people in radio. Forget the fact that everyone listens to them. We're in charge. We're the D.C. establishment. I'm John McCain. And he gets them all fired up. Maybe that's what he was doing. Do you think I'm out of line there?
Well, it's very hard to say. In all honesty, I think he's become increasingly erratic and mentally unbalanced. I'm not surprised that he's not well. I've been trying to figure out his behavior now for some time. Remember, this is someone I've known since he came to Washington as a conservative Republican congressman. I supported him over George W. Bush. I supported him in the pivotal Florida primary where he was nominated, essentially where he wrapped up the nomination. And his behavior towards the president of his own party and towards the movement that elected Donald Trump is reprehensible. Why doesn't he just switch to become a Democrat? That would make a lot more sense. He seems to be more comfortable with them anyway.
Let's trade Tulsi Gabbard for John McCain.
I'd make that deal tomorrow.
That would make sense. Tulsi Gabbard calls out John McCain's terrorist in Syria, and John McCain's the Republican, though.
Well, you know, when we had the Comey hearings, everybody was talking about John McCain, and it clearly appeared at that point in time that he was not in full possession of his faculties. So people were saying, is this dementia? Is it some other issue? And as the blood clot issue came, that was one of the things that people talked about, possible brain tumor. So we do, as you said, wish him well in terms of his personal health, but there's not anybody I could find in Washington that I would disagree with any more strongly. There's many that I would disagree with as strongly as John McCain, but he clearly has been the leader of the opposition. And as we all pointed out before the election, Donald Trump's greatest opposition was going to come from within the GOP, from the establishment of the GOP. And that's what we see now with Boehner saying earlier today, Roger, I don't know if you saw that or not, that we're not ever going to have a repeal of Obamacare. And then laughing about the fact that Trump used to give him money, but Trump wasn't his first or even his second or third choice, so forth and so on. At the same time, Donald Trump said that if they don't repeal Obamacare, that is going to be death to the Republican Party. And Exhibit A is John Boehner, who is no longer there because he refused to do what he campaigned on. He refused to deliver on the promises to the Republican Party. And so it was the conservatives who pushed him out. Aren't they the people that Donald Trump needs to coalesce around the House Freedom Caucus, the people who really do want to do what they told the voters who voted for them?
Yeah, I think this was a major failure of Reince Priebus. You'll recall that the first health care bill that was put forward by Paul Ryan, but in fact actually drafted by John Boehner, was abysmal, was a laydown for the medical industry and a nightmare for the taxpayers. That went down in flames. Is it any surprise now that Paul Ryan yesterday comes out and says that Robert Mueller is some kind of a second coming of Christ, a man of great integrity, when in fact Mueller is just a stooge for the Clintons and the Bushes and the deep state, still chasing after a crime that he can't seem to define because he doesn't have one.
That's right.
Then we learn that he's going to go back into the president's business career before he was in politics. Relevance is what?
Just an
inalterable attempt to ride this out until the 18 elections, hoping that the Democrats win the House, and then he can hang any charge on the president he wants, perjury, any phony charge, which the Democrats would then use as grounds for impeachment.
We already had a story today as an example of that, Roger, on the Daily Mail, calling out Donald Trump and say he just leaked on himself, and then having a CIA, former CIA employee, say, well, it looks like he leaked out some classified information. When Donald Trump said, hey, the fake Washington, Amazon Washington Post is talking about what happened with Syrian arms and support for that, he didn't even say anything about the CIA, and yet we got the CIA coming out here with a story that everybody knows has been out in the open about the fact that the CIA and John McCain have been giving arms to the Syrian rebels. That's what they're very upset about. The CIA is upset about that. So we get one former employee saying, oh, well, we could come after Donald Trump for this. At the same time, we get John Brennan coming out and saying, hey, we need to have a coup against him if he does anything with Robert Mueller. They can use any pretense to come after him and impeach him if the Democrats have a majority in the House.
You know, if I had 5 minutes with Jeff Sessions, I'd ask him one question. Why hasn't John Brennan been arrested?
Yes.
Why hasn't he been indicted? He is up to his neck in the illegal surveillance and the leaking illegally of surveillance material. He makes it obvious. And as disgusted as I was by the memo by Kislyak, the Russian ambassador, which said that he did discuss the campaign with Jeff Sessions, I'm more concerned with the fact that that memo leaked in violation of the law. When will this leaking stop? I can answer your question. When the president gets around to appointing a government. I would point out to you that about 20% of the government are Trump appointees, and the other 80% in appointed positions are Obama holdovers or vacancies. I lay this again at the feet of Reince Priebus. We are now deep into the first year of the administration, but the president has no loyalists in these individual departments, which is why the leaking from the intelligence committee committees continues, or I should say the intelligence community continues.
Well, Roger, we've got John Rappaport, who is going to come on. We're going to split this hour between you and John. This has been such breaking news. We want to keep you on, but also bring John Rappaport in with us and get his opinion on what he's heard from Roger Stone, as well as the other news of the day. Thank you for joining us. John Rappaport, site is No More Fake News. You've been on top of fake news for a long time, John. Welcome.
Good to be here. Thank you. I would just double down on pretty much everything that you've been saying and Roger's been saying here. If you don't go on the offense, then you're always playing defense. And if the enemy is strong enough, they're going to keep you distracted and operating on a dozen, two dozen fronts all at the same time, trying to plug the gaps, and it's not going to work. So from the beginning, when we were all saying, do not let the Clintons off the hook.
Yes.
This is not a dead issue. The Clinton Foundation is not a dead issue. The money laundering foundation, the U.S. uranium deal, which the Clintons, both of them, were so instrumental in, which gave 20% of U.S. uranium production to Putin and Russia, that I've detailed many times. That is not a dead issue. None of this, the email scandal, Hillary's email server, that is not a dead issue. And, of course, neither is the Obama team spying and leaking and spying and leaking on the Trump team. None of this is going to, if you just let it go and say, we're being nice guys and we're moving on. Well, we see how that worked.
Yes,
this
yes.
Russia collusion story with Trump, etc., is never going to go away. And if you want to stop it, you have to stop it by going on the offense and saying, here's what the real collusion looks like, folks. 20% of U.S. uranium to Russia. The Clintons were up to their necks in it. Money. And just go back over the whole thing, including, of course, the Clinton Foundation chapter and verse. Go on the offense. And I'm sorry, but Trump has to clear his head. I mean, if he wants to clear his head, if he can't find anybody to appoint to these key posts that falls in line with the agenda that he promised the voter, then he's going to have to do it himself. He can't just stand by and say, well, another screw up, so who can I appoint now that will appoint the person I want? It doesn't work that way after a certain point.
Absolutely. And so now what we've seen is a revival. Actually, it's a story that's been around for several months. We talked earlier to Lee Stranahan. It's now getting traction, and that's what actually happened in Ukraine. Another aspect of this corruption, we're going to have hearings on it tomorrow by Grassley. Had a very interesting report earlier from Lee Stranahan. There's so many different aspects to this that have just been left there on the floor. Attorney General Sessions has not done anything to it. And as I pointed out before, it's just as much of a problem that he gave these people a pass as it is that Comey gave Clinton a pass. So now Comey and Clinton and all the rest of them are getting passes from Attorney General Sessions, especially the people that have been flagged by the FISA court. The FISA court telling us that we've had massive violations of the law and our Attorney General is sitting on the sideline.
Well, think about this, too. When you talk about playing defense and offense, yeah, we've been playing defense with the Trump-Russia thing and all the allegations against Trump. We've defended all of them and won. But think about this. Obama spying on the American people in the Trump campaign. They haven't addressed that. They haven't played defense on that. They just take it. How about Ukraine? All the stuff on Ukraine. Does Clinton play defense on that? No. Does the DNC, Wasserman Schultz, does she play defense on all the charges with the DNC fraud lawsuit? No. So these people are never on defense. They never defend the allegations against them, even though they're true. They're always on offense, even if they make it up. So maybe it's time to take a page out of their playbook.
All right, let's recap with Roger Stone. Roger, you told us that you believe that both the Attorney General as well as the White House Chief of Staff positions are in play. It's a major shakeup in the White House. We've got one good name that came out of it, but we've got some very troubling names that are coming out of this as well.
Yeah, David, to recap, the breaking news here is that Richard Pompeo, under consideration to become White House Chief of Staff, U.S. Attorney General. This is deeply troubling because I doubt he would prosecute the CIA for their involvement in the spying. And both Dina Powell and General John Kelly in the running, as well as David Urban, for the position of Chief of Staff. I'm neutral on the Kelly question. I need to collect...
We'll be right back with more from Roger Stone.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the M4's warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. But when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, special, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Final segment here today. Owen Schroyer, David Knight have been filling in for Alex. Alex will be back tomorrow. John Rapport on the line with us. He's going to close it out. Got to tell you about the July, last week of July specials, folks. Store-wide free shipping. Unbelievable discount store-wide. Probably, if not the biggest sale we've ever had on our website at InfoWarsStore.com. That includes the brand new True Whey Protein. This is a product that we have just released, a brand new product, and we bring it to you at an introductory price, 25% off. Brand new True Whey Protein. I know a lot of our listeners like to exercise, like to lift weights. You take protein after your workout. Now you can get your protein from InfoWarsStore.com. You can support this broadcast. And I'm telling you, I am one of the people that always takes protein after my workout. And I'm someone that has avoided vanilla flavor protein for basically my entire life. This is the best tasting protein, the only vanilla protein I've ever liked, finely ground, and it mixes well with water, too. I've never had a protein that I think mixes well with water. It does great with just water. So switch proteins now to the True Whey Protein, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Grass-fed protein, all 9 essential amino acids, brand new True Whey Protein at InfoWarsStore.com, another great product that we bring to you, a 360 win when you purchase at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's go back to John Rapoport. John, what do you think Trump needs to do now to swing the tide in the direction to put them, the enemy, on defense?
Well, I think at the beginning, when he took office, one of his thoughts was, look, if I keep on playing offense against the Clintons, against Obama, and so on, you know, there's just going to be too much stuff stirred up, and I've got my agenda, and I'm trying to forward this, that, and the other thing, so let's just let it ride. What he didn't realize was the ferocity and the consistency of the attack against him and how it was all going to keep on going and actually escalate way beyond probably what he even imagined it could. And it's never going to stop. Mm-hmm. So now perhaps he gets the point. He should have gone on offense right away, and he should do it now. He should find an attorney general who's willing to carry out that program against the illegal spying and leaking and unmasking of the Obama administration against him, Trump.
Do you think that the current CIA director, Pompeo, will do that, John?
No, absolutely not.
I don't either.
No, there's no... You see, and this is the mystery. Come on, man, wake up. You're going to appoint another loser?
Yes.
It's just going to prolong
the agony.
Yeah,
I mean, you could say the same things that you would say against Sessions. I mean, Sessions has been more impactful than Pompeo. I mean, what has Pompeo done?
Exactly. I mean, you know, we're sitting here and we can see it. So he certainly should be able to see it. I'm talking about Trump. If he wants to do what he has to do, then he's got to think clearly now and say who, because look, the attorney general is under the president of the United States. We saw that with Eric Holder and Barack Obama. Eric Holder was not stepping out of line and saying things against Obama and criticizing his foreign policy and so on and so forth. Get real here. The attorney general is under the president of the United States constitutionally. Okay. Put somebody in the chair who is going to take the offensive and carry out these prosecutions single-mindedly and absolutely come hell or high water. Why is that so difficult? I don't see it.
Yeah, it's amazing to me that you don't have somebody that wants to take that stand. I would imagine there's a ton of young lawyers throughout the United States that would love to make a name for themselves with this Clinton case.
And so we got Attorney General Sessions, who's on this quixotic quest to shut down the Ninth and Tenth Amendment along with the rest of the Bill of Rights.
I'll tell you what. Thank you, NoMoreFakeNews.com, John Rapport. Thank you, Roger Stone, StoneColdTruth.com. I'm telling you what. Regardless of whoever gets hired or whatever, justice is coming to the Clintons. Justice is coming to Wasserman Schultz. We hope it's on this earth, but if not, it'll be in the next, folks. Thank you for tuning in. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones returns tomorrow. InfoWars Nightly News tonight, 7 p.m. Central.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.